Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Bob Hunt welcomes Principal Security Lead Manish Prabhu to the show as they discuss how Microsoft IT developed secure line-of-business applications for Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 to support its mobile workforce. Tune in as Manish shares with us some of the challenges and best practices his team implemented. Bob, the mic is yours.
So welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Bob Hunt. Today we're going to be talking about how Microsoft IT has secured our internal line of business applications. My role at Microsoft is I'm an IT pro evangelist based out of New York. Best way to follow me is hit my blog, which is www.bobhunt.net, which is my TechNet blog. With me today, I've got Manish, and I'll let Manish introduce himself.
Hello, my name is Manish Prabhu. I work in the Information Security and Risk Management organization at Microsoft. I am a service lead for the Assessments, Consulting, and Engineering team. We are called the ACE team. Our team basically provides security consulting and advisory services for line of business applications, solutions, infrastructure. And on a showcase basis, we also provide similar services to our external customers and partners.
Very good. So what we've got today's session is going to be really focusing on from a Microsoft IT point of view, right? So I'm a Microsoft employee, a field-based person, and I'm blessed to be able to take advantage of some of the applications that our folks like yourself roll out. I haven't been at Microsoft for a while. One of the things that's nice is certainly the applications that we have inside of Microsoft. I always think of from a usability standpoint, but it generally doesn't come up from my point of view. It's like, oh my gosh, what is the role of keeping things secure and having these applications be things that are not only functional for folks like myself that are based and traveling around the globe, but also making sure we're protecting the corporate assets of the company. So can you give an example of maybe some of the applications that that we're talking about here? What the types of things that they do?
So we'll talk today primarily about our experience in building secure line of business applications for the new Windows 8 platform, basically the modern wave of applications. And some examples, a couple of initial applications that the IT teams developed, there was an application for expense approval, right? So that significantly enhances and improves the overall user experience of submitting expenses for approval and the manager's experience of approving those expenses. And it is built according to the UI and the overall design principles of the modern applications that is a new paradigm introduced with Windows 8. Yeah, another application is Role Guide. So this is an application that traditionally has been a web-based application that we all use to track, what trainings that we are supposed to take, what trainings we could take as optional, and which ones are completed. And then there is a portal where managers can see which one of their directs have taken which trainings and so on. So that was another application that was one of the candidates that was chosen to migrate over to the new platform, and it was in the initial set of apps that we looked at from a security perspective.
I would bet those are probably two of the most highly used applications inside of Microsoft as well, right? We all have it
too. Definitely.
All expenses to do, and all have to do our required internal training through Role Guide. So those are two fantastic examples. So give us a little history of of the space. Obviously, you're focused on the security side of things. Give us a little history in terms of where these applications have come from and some of the challenges that we've come across in having these type of applications out in the field across Microsoft over the years.
I work for the Information Security and Risk Management organization within MSIT, and our overall group manages or is responsible for protecting the information assets of Microsoft, and which involves you know, establishing the right governance and policies, mandating certain security controls, assessing our applications and solutions from a security perspective to make sure that critical business data of Microsoft, critical IP, does not get compromised. We have teams that take care of, you know, establishing governance around business continuity and disaster recovery. So, so security of applications and assessing the applications and ensuring that they are built according to the security standards that are established for Microsoft line of business. That's one of the key roles that, you know, within our organization, and my specific team is involved heavily into that area. And historically, we've had, you know, all these past platforms, we've had a, you know, a centralized catalog of line of business applications within IT, and they run in the thousands, right? And we've had a fairly well-established program for, you know, introducing new applications, bringing those applications in for security consulting or security assessments, which is how teams engage with us. And we publish the standards that these applications, depending upon the platforms they are built on, what technical controls they should be using, and why, and so forth. And then as the application comes into, goes towards production, we make sure that they are following the required security best practices and standards. And depending upon the risk level of the application, we either get deeply engaged and sometimes assist application teams and infrastructure teams with direct manual review. And in other situations, we provide them with all the information that they would need to, you know, implement certain security controls and sort of do a self-attestation. So depending upon where each application or each solution is on our risk radar, we get either deeply engaged or we are involved in, you know, lightweight consulting and advisory service.
Very nice. So, you know, as we go through this, you know, one of the opportunities I think that was afforded your group when you look at developing applications for Microsoft is, you know, the release of Windows 8 actually brings about some things I think that helps in this situation. It's not something that we talk a whole lot about from a marketing, right? Being an evangelist at Microsoft, you know, I do spend time talking to customers and partners on a pretty regular basis about the benefits of Windows 8. But one of the areas that doesn't come up a whole lot I probably don't talk enough about is some of the, you know, app container-based isolation and things like that that I think you guys took advantage of, correct?
Right. Specifically to Windows 8, you mentioned app container isolation. So when we started engaging with these application teams that were doing these pilot efforts, there were, I would say, five sorts of challenges that we faced and we saw these teams face. The first was natural in the sense that we all were dealing with pre-release software, right? And which means that there is flux in the APIs between builds, which means that the documentation is sparse, both about the feature and the security of it, right? And it also means that between one internal release to another, like for example, between a developer preview release to a consumer preview release, there can be a significant change to any feature, including security features. So that was a natural, right? You would anticipate that. Then the other challenge was around Winarty just being this brand new platform. It's a completely new paradigm shifting way of, you know, writing applications. And most of our line of business teams were used to Win32 or, you know, the desktop or what are called the classic desktop applications now, right? So it was a matter of learning the new APIs, understanding the new app container-based isolation model, which involves, you know, a limited privilege host process that runs the application code. So Windows 8 also introduces JavaScript-based applications which are written for the native system, right? So when you hear JavaScript and HTML5, you always think web applications, right? Browser and so on. On Windows 8, now all of a sudden developers had the ability to write native system applications using these languages and HTML5. So there was this whole new area of understanding what does it really mean to have various JavaScript and HTML5 artifacts in the context of a native application and how they would be secured, right? And then, of course, any major release of the OS contains significant new features. For example, support for push notifications is a new thing in Windows 8, right? And it also contains significant changes to the security features themselves. So for instance, there's a brand new API for how applications could authenticate, right? So it involved, you know, us understanding those APIs and how to best integrate them in the context of the applications that were being written. So another significant challenge was in the context of user authentication for these enterprise line of business apps. And to understand why it was a challenge, one has to think of how line of business applications have been traditionally, right? In a few years back, you had domain joined users working on machines that were connected to the corporate network. So as a developer, you did not have to think about what to do about user authentication. The user was already authenticated when accessing these applications. That has changed over time. So there is a lot of mobility now. Employees work from home, they work from different offices, they travel a lot. They have these devices which are not necessarily domain joined. There is a significant amount of vendorization of services at any enterprise, right? So we have to worry about, you know, access to data to, you know, these other users, right? There is a lot of cross-company, cross-organizational collaboration. So then we have to think about opening up some line of business application to people at a partner organization or a partner company, right? And more applications are moving to the cloud, right? So there is this now line of business data is all of a sudden somewhere out in the cloud, and your corporate Active Directory is forest is on premise. So now we have to worry about how to provide authentication and access control to that data, right? So all of these challenges we also faced naturally in the context of Windows 8 applications. The next set of problem areas or areas that we grappled with was understanding the implications of our current IT security policies and standards, right? What they mean in the context of modern applications. What do new features such as roaming of data, right? Automatic roaming of credentials, right? To the cloud, across the cloud to another trusted Windows 8 device, right? What does it mean in the context of line of business applications, right? Should it be allowed? Are there controls that can help someone turn these things off, right? So there were these, this is another area of challenge. And then the last point was understanding the new distribution and deployment mechanism that the Windows 8 platform offered. Because historically, we had efforts to organize and centralize our deployment mechanisms, but there was no single platform offered feature set that would make it convenient to do that. So those were the, I would say, five main areas of challenges that we had to investigate, and we also saw all these application teams go through as they went through their pilot effort to write the first set of line of business applications.
That's good. So one of the things that most customers are familiar with is Microsoft uses the word dog food an awful lot, as we're oftentimes running things that are called pre-release for our own applications, let alone stuff like the type of applications we're talking about today, which are internal applications. So can you talk a little bit about how we discovered some of these challenges through our internal dog fooding process?
Like I said, as part, we were ourselves as a security consulting team also a part of the dog food program for these initiatives, right? So when these application teams, they faced different kinds of challenges around security, their natural response after some investigation was to ask us for support, right? So a lot of their challenges or problems automatically became our challenges and problems for investigation, right? Second, apart from the way the challenges came to us, security principles, best practices, core security requirements, they don't change a whole lot across time. Right, you may move to a new platform, a new set of technology. Sometimes you may change the environment, right? But core things such as authentication, authorization, need to protect data with cryptography, some of these things remain constant. So for our team, it was a matter of doing the correct mappings, doing that mental exercise of understanding how in various scenarios in Windows 8 these requirements could be accomplished. And then the third thing that helped us was previous involvement in dog food programs. So 2 years back when Windows Phone 7 came up, our team was involved in the first set of line of business applications that were written for Windows Phone 7, right? So we had some of the starting points and some vague ideas on where the interesting problems might lie. So that, those also served as our discovery points.
That's good. So that's interesting. So we've got a new platform. We've got new development methodologies that we can use to kind of circumvent these problems. What are some of the things that you did to essentially create a plan now, right? So we've got, Windows 8 has, some of these new features, and then you've got some things built into the development platform to help you increase security as these applications get further and further, distributed out. Microsoft internally, we've been talking about the new world of work for quite some time, or the new era of work, where we're increasingly more and more mobile, and that's a great flexibility standpoint. But I can imagine from a from an information security team, I imagine that increases the opportunity for secure information to be controlled. So what was the plan you guys put in place to kind of circumvent the challenges you pointed out?
Kind of in line with the challenges, right? We looked at each aspect and tried to work towards a plan on, accomplishing a baseline of security, right? That would be minimally required. Right? So in terms of the specific challenges that application teams faced with interpretation of APIs or what is the right API to use in a context, we investigated the best option and then we started documenting these as best practices, right? And over time, what happened was a collection of these best practices gave us a baseline of security guidance for developers. The other thing that we did was starting with those core security requirements, we investigated the different new features of the platform. So for instance, push notifications, right? So this was going to be new in the context of Windows 8, right? So we tried to understand what it means to send push data, what sort of data is safe to send as part of a push notification. Right, so based on that, we came up with specific security guidance on how to use the feature securely for LOB apps. We also, so that combined with the specific problems app teams were having and this targeted research of new features and their security implications for line of business, gave us a pretty comprehensive security best practices document that then we could evangelize to different application teams, make them aware of this guidance and the need to use it. we also, you know, developed trainings, some horizontal that covered, like, did a helicopter tour of security around Windows 8, and some specific deep investigations and trainings on, you know, for example, how to do authentication, right? Specific to the challenge of authentication, we saw early enough that a lot of teams were having trouble with that, right? So what we did was we chalked out a core set of scenarios, right? So here's this application and it needs to access a service in the cloud, right? Or here's an application and that needs to talk to another on-premise service via the Azure service bus, right? So how is user authentication going to be accomplished in these core set of scenarios, right? And we validated our proofs of concept with the Windows product team, right? And came up with the best practices that are required. And what we also understood and realized in that effort was that there were a core set of problems that everyone was going to face, and they would all need some additional API support or additional library that would help them alleviate the pain points around enterprise user authentication. So we collaborated with another team within IT, and we developed a reusable library that could significantly ease up enabling federated authentication in the context of a line of business Windows 8 application. And lastly, and quite importantly, we also, had a constant feedback loop set up with the product team. So because this was very early in the release cycle, right, developer preview, whatever we learned, whatever challenges we faced, we took them back as suggestions for product improvement, for documentation changes and bug fixes back to the product team as well. And some of them got through and some of them are being considered for, future releases of Windows.
That's fantastic. So, one of the things that I also would like to just kind of bring up is, this is an ongoing process, right? You guys have been in this since, developer preview is, as we record this, was more than a year ago. So this is something that, you guys aren't on vacation, permanently after these apps get released, right? You essentially are now working on, the next set of applications, right? So for those of us who are in the field, leverage these applications inside of Microsoft. One of the things that I'm starting to see is kind of more of a regular occurrence of more and more applications internally being moved, to Windows 8. So, can you touch at all on what you're doing from on future plans in this area?
So, one of our immediate challenge is going to be in terms of handling the volume of applications that are going to emerge for the new platform, and we've already started seeing a strong flux of them. We are thinking about how to scale our capacity, how to put in some set of tools in place so that we can automate some of the security review or security assessment work that will be needed. It's significantly easier to develop these new categories of applications now, both for Windows Phone and for the Windows 8 platform. And what that means is, unlike way back in the past where we used to have like a limited set of core applications, now the volume of apps that people are writing is a lot more because, you can spend some free time and investigate and have a very targeted problem that's specific to your sub-team and write a small line of business application. So what to do about this application? How should it get certified? How should it get security reviewed and all of that? So it involves making sure that there is correct guidance available, the right governance is in place, and our automated set of tools are aware of the requirements and the technical controls that need to be imposed for this new category of applications. So we are working towards that. And secondly, the Windows team, for example, is already working towards the next release of Windows. So pretty soon we'll have to start thinking of application teams that are trying to adopt their current apps to the next release, right? So we this is an ongoing process. So as new platforms and new release come in, there is Office platform, there is the SharePoint marketplace apps. So we are looking at what security means in the context of LOB apps for those platforms, and working on similar programs of producing developer guidance, establishing the right governance model for these apps, and ensuring that the technical best practices are also reflected inside our assessment process as a automated set of technical controls that can be checked.
That's great. So one of the things that get more towards a conclusion on this session. One of the things that my customers frequently remind us of is that, hey, geez, we're not Microsoft, right? Maybe they're not a software company. Maybe they're in a different, line of business than what Microsoft is in. But what I'm hearing in all the discussion we've had today is that these are all things that really are not necessarily specific to Microsoft. Really, they're specific to application development, are very common to the way that I would expect any vertical or any application itself being developed for a line of business would probably go through similar steps. So could you give us some lessons learned, right? Some best practices. Just in way of concluding this session, that for enterprises to adopt this new platform, what are some of the best practices that you'd recommend that they look at?
Sure, my team in particular has been involved with Azure, Windows Phone 7, Windows Phone Mango, and now Windows 8, right? So we've been there, done that, and I would say that the four or five best practices that I would recommend for an enterprise that's looking at adopting a new platform. One of the main ones is to have an early adoption pilot sort of program, a structured program where you go through the process of identifying which is your typical subset of applications that you would like to try to migrate. And then establish teams that work on those, proofs of concept or pilot apps, and identify what are the challenges that are faced as part of the effort, right? So that's one. Second, identity is a classic example, right? So at Microsoft, everyone has a domain account, so corporate forest, right? What is the notion of identity inside your enterprise, right? And how do you plan to integrate that in the context of the new platform, right? Because these apps on the new platform are going to need some sort of support from the, identity subsystem that exists in your platform. So understand this is just one example of an integration point. So understand the different integration points that might apply in the context of your environment, your IT environment. And identify where additional work may be needed to smoothly transition applications over to the new platform. Then each organization, depending upon the business you are in, you may be in hospitals, medical, right? You may be in the newspaper industry, right? So depending upon the vertical you are in, you would have a completely different set of policies and security standards, right? There will be some core things that translate across, but there will be definitely be some policies and standards that are very unique to your organization. And it will be important to look at those and make sure that the developers who work on these line of business applications for the new platform know how to interpret these standards in the context of the new platforms. Where might there be gaps? Where might you need to change some of your existing standards or add some new clauses to them, right? Those sort of things. And then as a fourth good practice, document important learnings, right, for security, for privacy, for various controls that you discovered, various best practices, and make sure that information is diffused across your engineering organization through training, through awareness programs, through best practices documents, and so forth. And lastly, you know, this is an era of application marketplaces. So there is this new way of, you know, even inside the enterprise to distribute and deploy line of business applications, right? So understand how that model fits in and how you will transition over from the current model of application governance in both in terms of security and also in terms of, you know, general distribution, deployment and patching, how you will do that in the new world of applications. So yeah, those are the, you know, five things I would recommend definitely looking at when you're looking to migrate.
And that's all good advice, regardless of whether you're Microsoft or not. So that's fantastic. So I think that's we're going to wrap up today's session. Once again, you know, my name is Bob Hunt. I'm an IT pro evangelist. I'm based in New York. The best way to get additional information about this and other sessions is following me on Twitter, which is @BobHMS, or hitting my blog, which is www.bobhunt.net. Manish, just a final word, any particular resource that we should point our customers to who are viewing this?
So right now we, you know, most of the core documentation as it exists on the Windows 8 developer guidance is what you should start with. Our team is also working towards publishing some of our, you know, best practices, particularly for line of business applications in the enterprise. Publishing those that are relevant to pretty much everyone outside. So when that comes up, you know, I will, you know, we'll definitely advertise it on the TechNet site and, you know, send you a link and so forth.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks everybody for watching, and we look forward to seeing you next time on TechNet Radio.